Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. He is sufficient enough for us to live right. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is sufficient enough for us to live right, to live a set apart and holy life. Hallelujah. Sufficient enough for us to walk upright. Someone shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is sufficient for our salvation. God is sufficient for our salvation. Hebrews 10 through 12. We're going to read that. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. By thee which will, let me see. Yeah, Hebrews 10 through 12. By thee which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all, and every priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But this man, Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. God is sufficient. God is sufficient for whatever we need. We don't have to go to the priest anymore for him to atone for our sin. But this man, hallelujah, paid the price, a one-time price. Now we can boldly come in the presence of God as though we have a right to be in his presence. Someone shout hallelujah. We can boldly go in the presence of God. Hallelujah. He made a one-time sacrifice. We can go in for ourselves now, and that's good news. Hallelujah. We are sufficient in him and only in him. We are not sufficient in our own strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He is sufficient for our sanctification and our glorification. God is sufficient. We're going to read that. Ephesians chapter 5, 24 through 27. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, 24 through 27. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also has loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Someone shout hallelujah. We are set apart. We've been set apart to give God glory. We've been set apart to glorify God. Someone shout. We are not set apart for ourselves. We are set apart to live holy and glorify God. We are significant in him, sufficient in him, because he is so pure. We serve a pure and an almighty God. There is no blemish in him. Someone shout hallelujah. That means there is no flaws in him. Glory to God. No stain in him. Glory to God. Someone shout hallelujah. No spot of sin in him. In this God that we are sufficient in, there is no spot of sin. No spot of sin. No stain and no blemish. Who wouldn't want to put their sufficiency in a God like that? Someone shout.